Hi, this is John Marr, and I'm here with Maury Creighton, president of Pinpoint Laser Systems in Peabody, Massachusetts. And today we're here to talk about laser alignment, and specifically using outside laser alignment contractors versus doing it yourself. Good morning, Maury.
Good morning, John.
So let's just say I have a manufacturing company that I'm running, and we occasionally have someone come in to do alignment on our machines. Is this something that we could be doing ourselves?
In most applications, in most instances, yes. People can do their own alignment, mechanical alignment, laser alignment, and improve the quality of their operation, basically get a better view coming forward on when machines need to be maintained, and it just gives them more information to work with effectively in their manufacturing. Having said that, there are some production lines that are complicated and difficult to align yourself. For example, a paper mill. You know, these machines are sometimes 600 to 800 feet long. They're about 30 feet wide. They might be 2 or 3 stories tall, and they have material moving down through them when they're running at close to 75 or 80 miles an hour. So that's quite a challenge to align a machine like that. Typically, there are outside firms that help with that. And, you know, we have customers who do some of the alignment themselves, but also rely on outside people. There are other applications. For example, if your company makes plastic materials like sheet film and you have a number of rollers and you're watching material that's getting stretched too much on one side of a machine or another, that's an easy application to take your own alignment equipment with your own employees, check it at some point in the morning before the machine is run up or at a break period, and do your own alignment. So it's specific to the different manufacturing lines. There's no preset formula, but it really comes down to what companies think they want to take on themselves.
And is this an either-or situation where I'm only going to be using outside contractors, or I'm only going to be doing this in-house, or can I have a mix of those?
You can definitely have a blend of those. And back to the paper mill application, there are people who come in on a regular basis, quarterly, at shutdown periods, to really align a big portion of the mill. But a roll may be damaged because a piece of material or foreign object gets sucked through the machine, and that company may want to replace just one roll. And that's something where you can very easily set up a laser in an aisleway, shoot the position of the existing roll, lift it out of place, put a brand new roll into place, and lock it in exactly the same orientation the last roll was in. So that's very much of a do-it-yourself application, but in a mill where you're relying on outside people for the bigger projects.
Okay. So what are the advantages then of doing laser alignment myself?
Probably the key advantage is that you're not waiting around for somebody who's not an employee or tied in with your company. And when a machine breaks down or something's not working, that downtime can be really, really expensive. You have employees who are waiting around. You have a machine that's not operating. You've got customers waiting for product. You've got raw materials piling up. So the downside of that production line not running can be really expensive. So the advantage of not having to rely on an outside party, but being able to grab a piece of equipment that you've got on your premises and make that alignment and get that machine back up and running, is really important. That helps, of course, with the breakdown side. The other advantage of doing your own alignment is that you can start looking at preventative maintenance. You can start understanding how your machines operate, and over time develop a schedule that works with your production planning to fix that machine, to optimize that machine so that you can prevent breakdowns in the long run. We find many people it's just cheaper and faster to do their own alignment. And what's an interesting sort of twist we've learned over the years is that many of the employees who actually work with these machines have a very, very good understanding of how that machine works. They may not be able to express it, but they really do understand that production line. And what laser alignment and mechanical alignment does is it basically puts a better set of tools into the hands of those production workers so that they can get that machine running efficiently and prevent problems when they come up.
Okay, so if I have laser alignment equipment and I'm doing it myself on a regular basis, am I still going to be using outside contractors sometimes or often?
We always think of this as sort of a blending process. And companies have developed a dependence on third-party contractors, and they've basically lived with, in many cases, inconveniences and costs associated with that. And by bringing in their own alignment capability, it allows them to sort of wean themselves off that a little bit. They reduce their dependence on outside people, which is really advantageous. You know, typically you may find that you're still calling in those third parties for the big projects, but you can start to take on more of the smaller stuff. As I mentioned a moment ago, the preventative maintenance side, you know, having your own equipment gives you more of a forward look, a forward vision on what's going on with your machinery and your production lines so that you can better schedule those outside people if you still need them to come in, and you can take care of the little stuff yourself.
Okay, so again, staying on that same line, if I run a manufacturing company and I come to you and say, you know, my guys are good, they're intelligent, you know, they work with the machines really well, but, you know, my question is can they handle lasers?
That's a really good question, and I think if you look back 20 or 30 years or 50 years at how machinery was aligned, for years they used wire and string, fishing cord, and rulers, and a lot of math, and employees with really good eyesight, and they would pull wire around machines, and then they would measure to various points and try to align things that way. It involved a lot of geometry, it involved a lot of technique, and was typically done by extremely skilled employees. What's happened over time is that the difficult methods of using wire and string have been replaced with a laser. Mm-hmm. Essentially, you've got a laser beam. It doesn't sag or blow around, or if you walk through it, it doesn't break. And there's digital receivers that now pick up these measurements, so you don't rely on eyesight anymore. And the numbers are printed out for you, and they can be uploaded into computers. So the whole process is much easier, much, much more precise, and really better able to be done by employees of all sorts of skill sets within a company. Again, we always think of it as just providing a better tool for people who really know their machines to work with.
Right. So you mentioned walking through it. Is that something that happens sometimes, and are lasers safe to work with?
Absolutely. Now they are safe. When you have a laser running down the side of a machine for alignment work, it's very easy for people to walk through it. And, you know, this is not like the years of old with the James Bond film, you know, where someone's getting cut in half with a laser. These are very low-power lasers. They're essentially like a laser pointer, and the beam is red. And it basically, you don't even see it unless you put your hand or a piece of paper in the way, and you'll see a little red dot.
Okay.
But the detectors do see that.
Right. So then, what are the costs of doing it yourself versus getting an outside contractor to do your laser alignment for you?
Sure. That is really a function of the different companies and their manufacturing processes in general. But you can break the answer to this really down into a numerical issue and a quality issue. On the quality end, being able to do your own alignment allows you to sort of improve the quality of your product that you're producing, keep your machinery running smoother and faster and more efficiently over time, so that ultimately you're experiencing less breakdowns and problems. On the breakdown side, and when you do have a problem, that does get into numerical issues. And, you know, I think as a simple example, if you have a production facility that's producing about $5 million a year on a particular line or a machine, that's about $2,500 an hour. And if that machine is not running for a day, that's about $20,000 that's being lost in product and production. And if that's a week, then, you know, now you're looking at something close to $100,000. If you have somebody come in and do alignment work, those typical alignment visits can cost anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000. And if you're having that done 8 times a year, that's a $20,000 to $40,000 alignment cost by having an outside company doing it. You know, laser alignment equipment costs about a half or a third of that, so it's about $12,000 to $16,000, depending. And obviously you need to have a little bit of time training your employees to use it. But you'll definitely come out ahead. I mean, your return on investment will be, you know, within a matter of a few months or definitely inside of a year when you do this work.
So I can see where, depending on how often I have outside contractors come in, it may or may not be worth, you know, doing it myself. Where's the break-even point?
Once again, it depends to a large degree on the organization and the cost of having that machine running and the cost of it breaking down. But we basically, a laser system is in the neighborhood of about $15,000. Employee time, learning, training, getting up to speed might be typically in the neighborhood of about $15,000. So you're looking at maybe about a $30,000 investment. Having said that, the example we just talked about a moment ago, you can be losing $400,000 a year in downtime on a $5 million production line because of breakdowns and slowdowns. If you can basically take care of this work yourself, you can be saving $300,000-$400,000 a year on some of this downtime.
Great. Well, I've been talking with Maury Creighton of Pinpoint Laser Systems. Maury, thanks very much.
Thank you. It's been interesting.
And look for our next podcast when we'll be talking about aligning roll and web manufacturing systems.